Simen Tzadi Bey, Sif Bey's, we're in the middle by the Ramah. So Ramah says, Hagav, v'cheinim loy nir klal, v'loy betchila v'loy besayif, v'loy kisa klal, if one didn't do nir or kisa, he didn't stir or he didn't cover the pot at all. So we're talking about, again, milk that fell onto a piece of meat that's in a kedera. So there's a lot of other things in there too. There's all types of vegetables and soup and spices, all types of ingredients in the pot. But the milk fell onto the piece of meat. If you have altogether 60 in the pot, let's say 60 kazesim of ingredients in the pot, connected the kazayas of milk that fell in. The only thing that's also then would be that chaticha that the milk fell onto, but the rest of all the other ingredients in the pot are all mutter, because I have shishim mivatel the milk, but that chaticha remains aser. So now the shach asks over here, what's going on? Who's the shita of the Rama? If we're talking about that the milk fell on the chaticha that's outside the raitiv, so then it can't aser the rest of the pot, even if there isn't shishim, because the bliya can't travel. And if we're talking about that it fell on the piece of meat that's inside the raitiv, so then according to the Ri, this din of the chaticha should be the exact same as the din of the rest of the pot. And if the rest of the pot is mutter, then that chaticha should be mutter as well. Because according to the Ri, when it's submerged in the pot, it's like it's mechubur with everything else, and the bliya just travels right through the meat into the pot. So if we have shishim in the kedera, the meat should be mutter as well. So, and if he's going like shitas, if the Rama means the paskin like shitas Rashi, so then the chaticha should remain aser. That's true, but then the rest of the pot should be mutter mamarashach, whether there's shishim or not, because the bliya doesn't travel any further. Remember, that was the shita, that was the reading of the Darkei Moshe. In the explanation of the Darkei Moshe in Shitas Rashi, that the bliya, when the piece is submerged in the pot, it'll only go into the piece of meat, it won't go any further into the pot, even if I don't have shishim. So, Shach's bothered, who is this opinion that the Rama is bringing over here? So the Shach says that the Rama is being machmer for both the Shita of the Ri and the Shita of Rashi. So the rest of the pot, if I have shishim in the pot, mamon of Shach is mutter. Because like Rashi, so it'll answer that one piece, that chaticha, but it won't travel any further. And like the Ri, everything will be mutter, even the chaticha itself. So when it comes to the rest of the pot, I'm for sure okay. When it comes to the chaticha, so that would be a machlekes Rashi and the Ri. According to Rashi, it would be aser. According to the Ri, it would be mutter. And we're being machmer, and that's why the Rama says that the chaticha is aser. That's the explanation of the Shach. The Taz, he says that no, it can't be, he understands it can't be that the Rama is paskening like Shitas Rashi, because like we said last time, the Taz has a different understanding of Shitas Rashi. He says that the Shitas Rashi is that it first asks that chaticha, but then it travels on as well. And you're going to need shishim keneged, the whole piece of meat that became aser. He just learns that Shitas Rashi is that the chaticha is separate from the rest of the pot, but then the bliya will travel on afterwards and will aser as well. So if it would be like Shitas Rashi, I would need shishim keneged the entire chaticha. Why is it enough to have just shishim keneged the kazayas? Therefore the Taz says it can't be Shitas Rashi. Salamai, it's Shitas the Ri. But if it's Shitas the Ri, so then, just like the Shach asked, it shouldn't work out either. The Chaticha should have the same din as the rest of the pot. If the rest of the pot is Mutter, the Chaticha should be Mutter as well. So the Taz concludes that really the Rama is paskening like the Ri. So if so, why is the Chaticha Asar? Just a Chumra Balma. Really, the chaticha should be mutter, but the Rama is just being maisif his own chumra that he's asering the chaticha. Riki Veger says another mahalach over here that we're talking about the chaticha is out of the raitiv, but we're being machmer like the shitas Rama always that we're not bekiyim between kochosh and shamin. So if the iser is an iser kochosh, we gotta ask the chaticha. It's true the bliya won't travel any further. I don't even need shishim in the kedera. But the chaticha will be also, so I have to be machmer on that side, that maybe it's kochosh. I also have to be machmer, maybe it's shamein. And if it's shamein, so now, it will also the whole pot, unless I have shishim keneged that kazayas of milk. But if I have shishim connected to the size of milk, and truth is, everything should be mutter then. But I have to be choshish, maybe it's kochosh, and that katicha became aser. So therefore, since I'm being machmer, both stodim, maybe it's kochosh, maybe it's shamein, the katicha is aser, the rest of the pot is mutter. Right? Those are three mahalchim, and how to understand the Ramah here. The Ramah continues, V'chein im nir betchila oy kisa miyad, if one did do nir or kisa, if he immediately covered or stirred the pot, af agav deloy nir veloy kisa levesoif, even though he didn't continue to do so, he just did it immediately when it fell on, when the milk fell in, that's enough. Kol ha-kateira mitzdarif, then the entire kateira is mitzdarif to mivatal b'shishim, v'hu shenir v'kisa miyad shenafel shameser, provided you did it immediately. Okay, so the Mechaber now continues. V'chein im nafal l'toich ha-merek, if it fell into the juices, if it fell into the liquid part of the soup, oy l'chatichais, or even if it fell onto one of the pieces, but v'loy noydel eiz l'chaticha nafal, if you don't know onto which piece it fell, noyer esekadei rakula achi yoshav yisarev hakol, you can go and stir the entire pot until everything mixes together. And then, im yesh b'kadei rakula tam chalav asur, then you give it to a Kfela, you give it to a non-Jew. If he tastes milk in it, everything's aser. Vim lav muteris. If he doesn't taste, everything's mutter. Even though it fell onto one of the chatichas, still, it will all be mutter. Vim lo nimtza goy shiyitayim v'nismach alav misharim b'shishim. But if there's no goy to be found, you're misharim b'shishim. So the Pasha reading of the Mechaber sounds like he's saying that it doesn't matter when you stir, even if you didn't stir right away. As long as you didn't know which chaticha fell onto, that's good enough. And that's, the truth is, that's, like we'll see in a second, that's the Pasha reading of the Rambam, which is the Mechaber is quoting over here. However, in the Beis Yosef, he's bothered, as everyone is bothered over here, why is that permissible? Once it fell onto one of the chatichas, even if you don't know which one it is, that chaticha became usher. Once that chaticha is usher, it's too late to start stirring the pot afterwards. If I stirred immediately, okay, but if I waited and if I didn't stir immediately, that chaticha became usher. It shouldn't help to stir later on, even if I don't know which chaticha it is. So in the Beis Yosef, he says that we're talking about, the Rambam is talking about where he stirred immediately. Even though it's not clear, it's not mashma that way, but that's the way they're matche, the Lashon HaRambam. The Ramah over here, because the Mechaber, the way he quotes the Rambam, gives the impression that we're talking about even if you didn't stir right away. So the Rambam says, "V'yesh cholkim v'svirlu de'ena moyel mashenayir hakadera." It doesn't help if I stir imloy near miyad shenafal yisir, if I didn't stir it immediately. Okay, so the Rambam right away takes issue, as does many of the Rishonim of the Tur, disagrees with the Rambam as well, and says that no, you have to stir immediately. Otherwise, that chaticha became aser, and it's too late. Even though you didn't know which one it is, you're mixing in one of the chatichas into the rest. Now you're going to need shishim keneged, that entire chaticha. And if you don't have that, it'll all become aser. However, the Shach says no. You could read the Rambam pshuto kemashmo. You could read it as is. And why is it okay if you don't know which one? Because we have a concept that when you don't know where the iser fell, everything is mitzurif, everything is nichnas into the suffix. So even though it's true it fell onto one of the chatichas, and one of the chatichas for sure became aser, since I don't know which chaticha it is, I view it as though it just fell somewhere and it's, everything is still mitzurif to be mevatel it. And he brings a raya from Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, where we have a similar concept over there, where we say that if you have two pots, each one has only 30 times, and the iser fell into one of the two pots, but it's soifet to be nisariv, since in the end, the person's planning on combining the two pots, and you're going to have shishim, so then that's enough, and we since you don't know which two pots, which of the two pots it fell into, you have a right to combine the two pots, and that's not considered on being mevatel iser, it's not considered, we don't say chanan, we view it as though it fell into the combined 60 already, and therefore it already became batel. So that's the chiddush over here of this Rambam, and that's the way the Shach explains. There are those that question over here, you know, but still, why is this not mevatel iser l'chatchila? So the different approaches that take it. I mean, the Shach is taking the approach because we already view it as though it's already combined, and there are those who say that bitl iser is only when I add more. I'm not allowed to add more to be mevatel the iser. But the stirring the pot, well, the Jews are not talking about in this case where it already became usur. They're more, everyone's bothered by a different question. Why is it that I'm allowed to stir mitchila to avoid it becoming usur? Like we always, like we said over here, if I stir it from the beginning, that's okay. Even though if I wouldn't have stirred it, it would become usur. So why is there here the Mechaber Ramah? Everyone says if I stir it at the beginning, that's fine. Why is that fine? Why is that not a form of bittul isur lechatchila? So some say that bittul isur is only if I'm adding on more. If I stir, I use what I already have in the pot. I'm just causing that to avoid that it shouldn't become usur. That's not the isur of emavatul and isur lechatchila. However, Riki Meger brings up a different point. He says, "Good, it's not mevatel isur lechatchila, but why isn't it an issue of bishul basa b'chalav? If the chalav fell onto one of the pieces and I'm stirring the pot, so then I might be causing stirring hagasa is one of the forms of bishul. We know from Shabbos that when I stir a pot, that's a form of bishul. So why am I allowed to stir? Now, obviously, if it's causing that for sure that it won't have tam, so good. So you could say it never came to basa b'chalav. I stirred it quickly. I avoided the basa b'chalav issue. But like the Mechaber says, I'm going to be giving it to a kvela at the end, and he's going to have to taste it. And I might have solved the problem. I might not have. I for sure just mixed it all together so that I made it much better. Otherwise, one of the chatichas is going to for sure be usur, and then I'll have problems. Like this, I stirred it all together. I'm now going to give it to a kfeila, and we'll see if it has the tam of basar b'chalav or not. And if it doesn't, it'll all be mutter. But how can I do that? If I don't know, let's say I only had 50 kazaisim in the pot, and a kazais of milk fell in. So like the mechaber, that's not necessarily a problem. If he doesn't taste it in the milk in there, then it's all mutter. But maybe he will. How do I know that if he's going to taste the milk? So Riki Meger has a tzarchian over here. Why am I allowed to stir, mix everything together, and like this, I'll be able to give it to the guy, and if he doesn't taste, I'll be able to permit it all. Maybe I'm, by doing this hagasa, I'm being mevashal, or I'm aiding in the bishul of basa b'chalav. It's true, you'd have a bishul of basa b'chalav even if I didn't stir it, but like this, I'm adding more into the shayla. I'm combining more meat, more vegetables, into the bishul. I'm helping it cook faster, just like by Shabbos, Hagasa is a ma'aseh bishul here too, it should be considered ma'aseh bishul. So that's a shiloh, that's a tzarchin of Riki Meger.